Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
The Next Door app had us doing dramatic reenactments yesterday. And then we stumbled upon the fact that everybody's got a nickname for their neighbor.
I've got Thunderfoot, who lives above me.
Do you know what your nickname is to whoever lives below you?
Yeah, I would assume Ballerina or Ninja.
Oh, yeah, there's Ninja Jeff.
No, they don't say that because they can't hear me.
What, do you have any nicknames for your neighbors, Kelly Cheese?
Oh, yeah, I have Stomping Steve. He's upstairs. All day long is all I hear. I'm like, what are you doing up there?
We want to hear yours, too. 404-263-0941. Identify your neighbor just by their nickname.
Who do you live next to, Jessica, in Gainesville?
I live next to Cabbage Patch Kesha.
Cabbage Patch Kesha. Okay, why is she Cabbage Patch Kesha?
Because she's so ugly, she looks like a cabbage patch.
Oh, no!
Wait, I didn't... What? She's so ugly, what?
She's so ugly, she looks like a cabbage patch doll had a baby with Kesha.
Oh, that is mean in so many levels, but what a great nickname.
What did you say?
And Kesha's not ugly from some angle.
Cabbage patch.
Okay.
Cabbage Patch Kesha. It's kind of great, though.
Jessica just went mean girls on us.
Well, they're not going to be really nice. It's not going to be like, oh, it's Generous George. He just comes over and gives me things. Jenny in Fayetteville.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh.
Did a house fall on her, or what's the deal with her?
Well, she's the kind of person that just likes to start stuff. She likes to get in people's business. And the funniest thing is... she likes to ride her bike down the road. And every time she rides her bike down the road, we always go, da 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 da.
I'll get you and your little doggy, too.
Yes, exactly.
This is an interesting one. Tina in Doraville.
Hey, Tina.
Hey.
Who's your neighbor?
National Geographic boobs.
National Geographic boobs. Okay. Why?
She's a sweet little old lady, but she likes to walk her dog, and they're just swinging in the breeze. And one day, she came by, and she's always the one that stops you and has to talk forever. And she started to refer to herself, swinging around the neighborhood as National Geographic. Well, she didn't use boobs, but, you know, for radio purposes.
Okay.
But, yeah.
They just get all around the world, I guess.
That's exactly right.
They point more towards the earth.
Yes. Peaches and McDonough, what do you got?
Grumpy Gramp.
Oh, that's easy.
A good one.
Just the angry old man who lives in the neighborhood?
Yes, he comes and knocks on our door all the time, tells us to put our kids in the house, and during barbecues and family gatherings, he'll tell us to turn our music down and get our cars in our yard.
Mm. Get off my lawn!
Grumpy Gramp.
And we're not even on his lawn.
You need to just start inviting him over. Make him a real grandpa.
You know, he's going to be the guy at the grill yelling, like, my burger, I said medium well. This is birds.
Kids these days.
404-263-0941. Call out your neighbor by their nickname.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Call out your neighbor just by their nickname. And we'll try to figure out why they got that one.
Noelle in Decula.
Shirtless Wonder.
Hey. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, no, it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Very bad thing. And we call the neighbor across the street Shirtless Wonder in training.
Are these men or women?
Oh, my gosh, they're men.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Noelle.
It doesn't matter. Either way would be really bad. But, yeah, Shirtless Wonder and Shirtless Wonder in training.
SWIT. Shirtless Wonder in training, Kelly.
Oh, I was like, huh?
April, who's your neighbor up in Woodstock?
I can't take credit for this nickname, but we have a neighbor affectionately known as Sexy Mo.
Sexy,
Sexy Mo.
Why is your neighbor Sexy Mo?
She mows her grass in clothing that might not even be appropriate at the neighborhood pool.
Yes, she does. She gets her landscape on.
Absolutely.
Lacey in Carrollton, welcome to the show. Lacey, who's your neighbor and what's their nickname?
I call my neighbor Kneecaps. He walks around his yard and does yard work, and he gets on this little riding lawnmower. This dude's, like, super lanky and tall, and it's like his kneecaps come up to his ears. I don't know. It's just, it kills me, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Lacey. Awesome. Brittany and Marietta, who's your neighbor?
His name is Butch the One-Eyed Pirate.
Butch the One-Eyed Pirate, and why?
He actually, he was a veteran, and he, I believe, I don't know for exact, but I believe that he actually had some form of injury in his eye. Needless to say, he wears a patch, and his name is Butch, and he is a wonderful neighbor. He actually cuts my yard for me.
Does he call himself the One-Eyed Pirate?
Goodness, no. Please don't let him know that I called him that. But he's such a nice guy, but I can't help it. I just met him, and he told me his name was Butch, and of course he has the patch, so then it's Butch the One-Eyed Pirate.
Thanks, Brittany. Well, your secret's safe with us.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Tiffany, tell us about your neighbor.
God, we were kids, and his name was Mr. Meanie. We couldn't go on his lawn. He used to hit us with his little cane. And my sister accidentally ran with her big wheel, and he actually died 2 weeks later in the hospital.
What?
And I'm laughing. What? It's so bad. But he was old. He probably would have croaked anyway. But
Tiffany,
hit him
hold on. Wait, stop. Okay. So this
she
is your...
She ran him over?
Did she run him over intentionally?
Well, we'll never know, I guess. But no, I don't think so. She was only like 5, and she hit him with her big wheel, and he fell over, and he went in the hospital because he was old, and he died 2 weeks later.
And he never came home.
He never came home. It's awful that I'm laughing, but for years we tormented her that she was a murderer.
She is.
Definitely killed somebody.
Like
she really did. She started young. His name was Mr. Meanie.
God.
Rest in peace, Mr. Meanie.
Tiffany, it's so... I'm so disturbed at your laughter at this.
Because she was just a kid. I mean, come on. He probably would have died anyway. He was really old. He used to hit us with his cane.
Jeff, just be nice and back away
from
the fun.
Hey, your sister.
That evil laugh. Back away from the Tiffany.
Your sister doesn't live
We're born and raised in Boston.
Okay, cool. So, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, you're safe. Yeah, totally safe.
As a ruthless up there.
Yeah, Boston. Just kill people as a hobby. Yeah. All right. Well, and she never comes to visit, right?
No, she's actually coming in October, so watch out.
Okay. Well,
watch out.
We think the world of her. She is great.
Of course. All right. Bye, guys.
And if you're trying to hunt us down and kill us, we're in the Haverty's building in Sandy Springs. Sixth floor. I'm 5'3". Thanks.
Just don't be old.
Okay. Well, I am. Really old. Okay.
She's so scary.
I'm so disturbed by that phone call.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm amused by it, but disturbed as well.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.